The king of Baghdad, the king of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the king of Baghdad, the king of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the king of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله we are back with the silsila the king of Baghdad Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal in this program already we have discussed a few life aspects of the life of Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh inshallah today we will be talking about an interesting life aspect of Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh a very beautiful life aspect and again as always this also has a lesson for us in fact the lives of awliya Allah if we look at it their every action every phase of their life in fact from their childhood as a child as an adult as a father as a son as a teacher, as a student, all their life aspects are so beautiful that we have so much to learn from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who remember the awliya and also act upon their teachings inshallah. So before we get into the topic, we will listen to a beautiful narration about reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who will recite the most durood upon me in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The life of Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is a miracle on its own. If we talk about the steadfastness of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it is unimaginable and it is unbelievable. A mountain of istiqamat, a mountain of steadfastness. If we talk about the wisdom and knowledge, an ocean of knowledge, an ocean of wisdom. In one of the episodes, alhamdulillah, we had a discussion regarding the ilm of Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Now the application of that ilm, propagation and preaching of that ilm is such a great aspect of the life of Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The lectures, the bayanat, the preaching, the advices of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi were such that people from very far away would come and listen to Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The people, not only people, in fact the jinnat would also come to attend the mahafil and the gatherings, the bayanat of Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But how did it all start? How did it happen? What happened because of which Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi dived into the ocean of preaching? What was such? Subhanallah. Look at this beautiful narration. Hazrat Bazaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came in my dream and asked me that, oh Abdul Qadir, why don't you lecture? Why don't you give bayan? Subhanallah. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that, O my master, O beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you know I am a non-Arab, I am an Ajam, and when I speak in front of such people who are masters at Arabic, who are masters at language, how would I be able to speak? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered, open your mouth. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I opened my mouth. He said that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam put his blessed saliva in my mouth 7 times. Subhanallah. After that, it was time for Zuhr. After Zuhr Salah, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi sat with the intention of preaching to others and people started screaming. Again, something very beautiful happened. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, so Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked the very same thing. that, oh my son, why don't you lecture? And Sayyidina Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali said, oh my father, oh Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, when I lecture, people start screaming at me. They start shouting at me. What should I do? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh my son, open your mouth. Huzur Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali says, I open my mouth. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu blessed me with his saliva 6 times. I asked him, said, ya Sayyidi, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam bestowed me with his saliva 7 times. So I thought you would do 7 times as well. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, yes, but that is out of respect for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So I will do it 6 times, not how many times Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did it. So then, after that, Huzur Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that I said a shi'r, a poetry. I said this few words, and they translate to this effect, that drowned into the ocean of pearls and wisdom of the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, resulting to this effect that when a person talks, his speech is bought by all. Meaning when a person speaks, it is attained and it is accepted by all. This is the summary of the poetry. Now look at the impact. Subhanallah. What a preacher Sayyidina Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became. That Huzur Ghausi Azam, Sheikh Muhyiddin Abdul Qadir Jilani, Qutb-e Rabbani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, started with his first lecture in Shawwalul Mukarram in the year 521 Hijri. And Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gave such a bayan in the light of Quran, in the light of the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that amongst his audience, they weren't only human beings, they would be jinnat as well, and the gatherings would be covered with the barakat of awliya Allah and the angels of mercy, subhanallah azza wa jalla. Sayyidi Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi son, Sheikh Abdul Wahhab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Huzur Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Ghautul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi started lecturing in the year 521 Hijri till 561 Hijri, 40 years without miss. Sayyidina Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi propagated in form of lecturing, preaching to others. Subhanallah, what sort of steadfastness is this? Definitely, without doubt, this is also the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this great Shaykh, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Sa'd rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that when we used to be in the gatherings, in the lectures of Sayyidina Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyidina Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would appear with the clock which a person uses when coming for a lecture. He would come in his specific attire. When he would come, he would sit. His words will be like arrows coming into our hearts, subhanallah. We would love to listen to him more and more, and we would have that feeling that, yes, I want to act upon it. Yes, I want to bring this aspect into my life. Yes, I want to act upon this narration which Huzur Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned. We would develop a feeling of learning and acting upon it as well. This was the barakat of attending the gathering of Sarkar Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And what sort of situation would be in the gatherings of Sayyidina Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? It would be a gathering of pin drop silence. The nobility, the sharaf, the ru'ab of Sayyidina Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would overwhelm the entire crowd. Meaning if Sayyidina Huzur Ghausipaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, keep quiet. So the narrator says, nothing would be heard apart from the breathing of the people. There wouldn't be any other noise. It would be literally pin drop silence. Subhanallah, that was the honor, respect, and the interest which people had towards the talks of the King of Baghdad, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sheikh al-Muhakkik, Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddith al-Dahlavi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, meaning Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's gathering would be full of barakat. Not only human beings, not only jinnat, not only angels, in fact, great, great awliya Allah, In fact, great Anbiya-e Kiram also would be part of those gatherings. They would come there to bless the gatherings. In fact, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would also participate in those gatherings and give directions to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Endorse what Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was saying, to give that spiritual guidance, to give that spiritual strength and backing to Shaykh Sayyidina Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Khizr alayhi salam would be often part of the gatherings of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. A beautiful narration, subhanallah. Shaykh Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Abi Nasr Sahrawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's father says that I used to do amal, a certain wazifa, in which I would call the jinnat, and the jinnat would come to me. I would talk to them, or whatever the need would be. So what happened was, once the jinnat came and they requested me that, Shaykh, we have a request. Please do not call us when it is the time of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani's lecture. Don't call us that time. Why? What's the reason? Are you also attending? So yes, we are attending, and many sinful people from us would go. They have repented, and many, many, many non-Muslims have left bad deeds. They have made tawbah and they have accepted Islam. Subhanallah. This is amongst the jinnat community that Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is the king of jinnat as well. Subhanallah. Now, another beautiful narration about the lectures and the barakat of the preaching of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says himself that on my hands more than 500 non-Muslims have repented and accepted Islam, and more than 100,000 thieves, those people indulged in bad activities, have repented and have become pious people. Subhanallah. 100,000 people repented, more than 500 people embracing Islam, coming into the folds of Islam. This is undoubtedly a very great miracle of this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a steadfastness, this is his kind attitude which brought people towards the fold of Islam. Now, what are the things we need to pick up from this? The life of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is no doubt an example. The preaching of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is actually a lesson for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said it so beautifully. Ballighu anni walau aya. Preach from me even if it is a single verse. Deliver it. Bring people towards righteousness. Call people towards righteousness. Stop them from what is evil. Alhamdulillah. Dawat-e-Islami is giving us this madani mindset. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya gives us a mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Mujhe apni aur sari dunya ke logon ki islah ki koshish karni hai, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Ye maqsad aya kahan se? Where did this mission come from? How did Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya give us this mission? This mission is actually a summary of the practices of Buzurgan-e-Deen and the Awliya Allah. It is a summary of the order of the Holy Quran and the Ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that we should be amongst the preachers. We should preach what is good, and we should stop people from what is bad. We should preach our nafs as well to be inclined towards goodness. We should condemn our nafs as well from what is evil. So be part of this madani mission of Dawat-e-Islami. This madani mission of Dawat-e-Islami, which encourages us to be on the footsteps of Awliya Allah. Alhamdulillah, we are the lovers of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. When we talk about the gatherings of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and go a little bit into imagination, that subhanallah, a gathering where there are millions of Muslims, a gathering in which there are so many non-Muslims who are accepting Islam, a gathering in which there are so many angels, a gathering in which there are so many jinnat, a gathering in which there are so many awliya Allah, buzurgan-e-deen, pious predecessors, either spiritually or physically. You know, when we think about that, we think, what amazing mahafil would they be? We wish we could get something like that today. We wish we could be in a gathering in which we would learn ilm-e-deen, in which ilm deen would be spoon fed to us. Alhamdulillah, such opportunities are here today. There are people striving to act upon the seerah of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. There are people striving to revive those practices of the pious predecessors. Look at the madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. The environment which is created in a sunnah-inspired ijtima. The environment which is created by Amir al-Sunnat in his weekly madani muzakara. Subhanallah, we are seated there to get barakat, to get pearls of wisdom from Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. So traveling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sitting in gatherings to attain ilm-e-deen, inviting people towards goodness, stopping people from evilness. This is what Dawat-e-Islami trains us for. This is what Dawat-e-Islami wants us to do. This is the motto and vision of Dawat-e-Islami. And isn't this exactly what we learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh? Meaning that although we have such a big time difference, such a big era gap, but still, alhamdulillah, even today, we have those means through which we can be qadiris practically, inshallah, azza wa jal. So we should make an intention that no matter what sort of situation, what sort of discouragement, sometimes what happens is we fail to preach just because we think that what will people think about me? People will think that I am mad, or people do not pay attention towards me. Don't we see a masjid every day, a muazzin reads azan 5 times a day. In Fajr he will say, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, Hayya ala falah. Again in Zohar, again in Asr. It doesn't happen that if someone does not come for Fajr, he will say, no, for Zohar I'm not giving azan, or for Asr I'm not giving azan. It doesn't happen like that. Because our job is to call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall put guidance in their hearts. We should not hesitate to go to the villages to invite people towards Islam, towards piety, towards the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should not feel shy to join the muballigeen of Dawat-e-Islami to go into the madani kafilas. We should not feel shy in propagating and preaching the message of Quran and sunnah. What should be the shyness for? This has been the way of the pious predecessors. This has been the way of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has been the way of our beloved master, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's a whole chain. Alhamdulillah, we follow the awliya Allah, and the awliya Allah make us follow the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's get practically onto this chain of spirituality, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm in the madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami and upon the teaching of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghawse-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghawse-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad.